And I'm joined once again by Pete Baker, co-senior leader at Life Church Lancashire. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Nathan. Yeah, how are you?
Very good, thank you. It's great to see you again. Are you ready to bring us today's breakfast bite then?
Yes, I'd love to. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so last week we went into the Easter story as we celebrated the Easter weekend. But I wanted to return to this series from the Beatitudes, from the Sermon on the Mount, from the greatest sermon ever preached, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, where Jesus brings this message of the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? What does it look like? How do we live according to the principles of the kingdom? And so Matthew 5, the other week, we looked at, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. But today I want to look at verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. I love this scripture. I use a scripture often when I'm thinking or teaching on fasting. You know, fasting is a bit of a mystery. It's a great spiritual discipline. It's kind of the discipline of, what are we passionate about? What are we, you know, most of us every day will eat food, and most of us every day will spend time thinking about food, preparing a meal. So, you know, a lot of our time and energy goes into you're buying the food, preparing the food, and then eating the food, and then cleaning up after the meal. You know, that's a lot of our time and energy goes into that. And so I love this scripture. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know, what are we hungering and thirsting for? So when we fast, all that time and energy that would go into buying food, preparing food, eating food, cleaning up after eating the food, all that time and energy can be spent on something else on those fasting days, you know, and it can kind of give us the question, okay, well, if I'm not hungering for food today, if I'm not going after food today, then what do I hunger after? And Jesus's wisdom here is hunger and thirst for righteousness, you know, for God's way. You know, the kingdom of God is God's domain, God's will. You know, so I love this scripture. Hunger and thirst for God's way. And if you do this, you'll be filled. You know, if you eat good food, your stomach is filled and you get strength and nourishment for the day. But if you fill yourself with God's will, trying to live God's will, trying to live God's way, you'll be nourished. You know, when Jesus fasts for 40 days and 40 nights, he says this idea of, my food comes from another place. You know, this kind of idea of spiritual food, this nourishment that doesn't just come from a good meal. You know, whenever we have a good meal, like, oh, that, you know, I feel strengthened, I feel nourished. But the same can happen when we fulfill the purposes of God, when we live the will of God. You know, there's a sense of, oh, you know, there's this kind of idea in Asian culture that you have two stomachs, one for food and one for other food and one for rice. And this is kind of idea of two stomachs. Like, if you don't eat rice, then you're not full. and maybe some people would say they have two stomachs, one for normal food and one for cake or whatever it might be. And it's kind of like that in a spiritual sense of we've got this kind of this appetite for food, but also this appetite for the will of God, for the things of God, this kind of spiritual hunger. And so many people are hungry. Not for food, you know, we have more than enough in the West in terms of food, but so many people are hungry for meaning, hungry for purpose, hungry for something bigger and deeper and more meaningful in their life. So I love this scripture. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and they will be filled. They'll get their fill. They get to eat some meaty stuff. And if you're a vegan vegetarian, you get to eat some good stuff, you know, some stuff that will fill you up and satisfy you and nourish you. So that's my encouragement, my challenge today. It reminded me of another Psalm. Psalm 42 says, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. I love that image so much. As the deer pants for the water, you know, this image of a deer where we live with some sea deer, and they're so majestic and so beautiful. As the deer pants for the water, there's this image of desperation, of a deer running maybe through a wilderness, through a forest and looking for water, looking for sustenance. And as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You know, we live in a culture that's so saturated with entertainment, as you know, so saturated with consumerism. We have more than enough out there, but our souls are longing for something real and meaningful and true. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. And here's the truth today for each one of us listening to this, that you can be filled with God's righteousness. You can be filled with God's peace. You can be filled with God's love. You can be filled with God's hope. You can be filled with God's joy. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. So Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone listening to this, Lord, that they would run after you as the deer pants for the water, that they would run after you today. Their soul would be going after you today. Lord, that they would be looking to be filled with your will, your way, that they would know that blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Pete. I really like that image too about the deer panting for water. I mean, a lot of people have talked about how they've had all the money and the cars and the food and the gadgets they could ever want and still aren't quite satisfied because there's another type of hunger, a spiritual hunger, as you talk about. And Jesus himself said that he is the bread of life and the water of life. And bread, in a way, it's not the most exciting food, is it? But it nourishes us. It gives us what we need.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, that's a great word. Yeah, the nourishment, you know. And you know, we see the Bible, don't we, as our daily bread. You know, that's such an important idea that if you want to be, if you're hungry for wisdom, for truth, for meaning, for purpose, for community, you know, it's all there in God. You know, he gives us his word, his daily bread. He gives us his people, his body, you know, a community to be a part of. He gives us his mission that we can be a part of, you know, in terms of our lives being filled with purpose and meaning. So, you know, everything we need for life and godliness is right there at our fingertips if we just access it.
So good. Thanks so much, Pete. A really great breakfast bite as ever. And I'll see you next week.
No problem. Bless you. See you later.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online, and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.